You know yourself, where is Joe? Well, that's the big question, where is Joe? But instead...
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Yes, Joe is away. Standing in is John Spallin from Cassidy Travel. You're very welcome, John.
Thank you, Declan. I think Joe has kind of got passport, toothbrush, will travel. He seems to be away. I think he's in Spain today. But
oh, it's research.
Research, yes, indeed. And you have to do that. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Now
I'm only back from Portugal myself.
Yeah, and he was back from there last. Well, what's the big thing about Portugal at the moment?
Well, it's a place that I've loved for over 30-odd years, and I've been going down there with my family. But we escaped down there in April for a little bit of rest and relaxation and a bit of golf. This time around, I flew into Lisbon. Similar to Joe, I was listening to him last week. He flew in with TAP, Air Portugal, and a lovely flight into Lisbon. And we hired a car, drove down. On our way down to the Algarve, we stopped off in a place called Évora. And it's a very old historic town. Roman ruins, fantastic. It's a university town, so it's embedded in culture and agriculture, and it's a huge, huge university. It's about an hour and a quarter's drive from Lisbon, and so we stayed two nights there. Beautiful, went and saw all the sites. There's a particular site that, if you're going down that way, and I'd recommend you take a car and drive down if you're heading to the Algarve. It's about 3.5 hours down all the way to the Algarve if you do in one go, but stop off in Évora or acceptable, and we went to a place called Montserrat, and it's a castle, very, very old, 14th century castle. You can imagine the Knights of Templar and the kings and the queens and the dames, a medieval village right on top of, you can see almost Spain from there, and it's such a great outpost, but and a strong military presence it had in the 16th century, 17th century. So it's great to see that, and you see a little bit of culture along the way.
And is Portugal and Spain, I know they're next door neighbours, and it's the Iberian Peninsula, but are they much different?
They've been overrun by the Moors and by the Romans and by everybody else. So they have picked up a lot of culture. And that whole Iberian area is very much the same when it comes to even food and their lifestyle. It's very Mediterranean type of lifestyle, all the way up towards the north of Portugal, up to Oporto. They're all very hard-working people as well, especially in the north, very much into their education and into their culture. So yes, it's great to see that part of Portugal, and that inland part, rather than heading down to the Algarve or down around Quintilago and all that area.
Yeah, people generally don't see places. They sort of come into the airport and they're in the hotel, and they maybe go out to in a tourist restaurant for a meal, and that's it.
Yes, that's it. But you're stopping off in villages on the way down where the locals are eating and dining and everything else, and it's very traditional in the way they have olive groves. They've you can have all sorts of oil tasting and pottery, and obviously there's fields and swards of grapes growing. And we stopped off in one of the wineries, and Cartuxia Winery. Fantastic the way they make all the wines, and all the Alentejo wines are world renowned, and beautiful wines from those areas. And certainly you would, sitting out in the sunshine late evening, sipping a glass of wine or a glass of rosé or a glass of blush is just divine. And the weather we had down there in April was just fantastic. Now, we drove down to the Algarve and stayed around near Faro, picked one car up in Lisbon and then dropped it off in Faro and picked up another car. It's a better value doing it that way rather than taking the car for the whole 2 weeks we were there. And obviously the golf clubs came with us and we played a little bit of golf, which is... it's great to play golf with the sun on your back.
Right, and talking to golf, the Ryder Cup, I think, is in Italy this year, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
You're competition, a mad golf man, so you're not partaking for
Ireland.
Well,
I was out this way yesterday. I was playing in the wonderful Woodbrook with some friends of mine, and what a great course that is, and they've opened up some new holes there, and I see there's new houses and apartments being built beside it, so that's great. And a new railway station going in over there at Woodbrook as well, so that was wonderful. But golf, the Ryder Cup, this competition between the USA and Europe on every couple of years is this year it will be in September, it will be in Rome. Just an hour and a half outside Rome. Interesting golf course. And obviously Rome, anytime you go to Rome, it's a fantastic city. So getting a chance to go to Rome and do all the sights and the cultures, if you haven't done that before, visit the Vatican, you know, experience this, you know, walking the streets and narrow cobblestone streets and visiting all the museums and all of the historic monuments. And soaking up the atmosphere, and then going to the Ryder Cup and soaking up that atmosphere. It's just a fantastic experience. Even if you're not into golf, it'll be a great experience to just to go there and support.
Were you there at the K Club when it was in Ireland?
I was indeed, yes. Yeah. I've been at a few of them here in Ireland. Mount Juliet was another one that was. So certainly, it's a great experience. And even if you're only partly into golf, the weather should be very, very good in September in Rome. So if you're not into rugby, definitely, and you're into a spectator sport as such, well, golf is very, very good.
Right. So, John Spallan is here of Cassidy Travel. He's planning out our time. We're visiting Portugal, the rural areas of Portugal, not just the Algarve traditional places, but also rural areas and castles and things, and then going to the Ryder Cup in Rome. You were going to mention, because you said to me you were talking about Father's Day and things like that. And of course, we've got a vested interest in Father's Day and, you know, hopefully well looked after and various things like that. Is it a thing?
I suppose, yes, it is. In our family, it was for my kids, who are now almost in far-flung places across the world. But we're halfway into the month of May, or the 18th of May. The 18th of June, actually, is Father's Day. And so it's not that far away. So it's, you know, mark your calendar for the 18th of June, girls and boys, and start to think about what the perfect Father's Day gift would be. So if you're thinking about spoiling your dad or the dad in your life with a memorable gift, skip the pair of socks, skip the multi-cutter tie, and even skip the restaurant gift voucher, which is, you know, welcome, but skip that, and maybe how about surprising with an amazing, fun-filled, maybe life-changing getaway. And I know our team in Cassidy Travel, our sports and events team, have come together with some really, really good, interesting suggestions for gifts for Father's Day. And you don't have to just buy it there and then and go on it. You can buy a voucher, or you can, you know, put it together that way for something in the future. So all sorts of dads are catered for, whether you're into golf, as I say, whether you're into rugby. The Rugby World Cup packages are still there. There's Premiership coming to an end, I know. There's Formula One. And of course, if you're into American football, which I know some people are, the NFL, there's packages for that as well in the States. So, and also, that events team can put together something for maybe the ABBA voyage this.
Is it still on in London
in June, yes.
When are they, because they're going to dismantle all
things
at the end of it, aren't
I think
they?
It's the end of June, actually. I think it's
It'll be over.
And certainly, maybe even another very popular entertainer is André Rieu, and he's in Vienna in November. What a wonderful time to go to Vienna and see a concert. So our sports team in our offices in the city centre, 877-9853, give them a call and they'll be able to set that up for you. As I say, the Rugby World Cup, the opening ceremony is pretty heavily booked out, and I know flights are pretty heavily booked as well, but there are still some tickets for a two-night package to France, New Zealand. About €1,000 per person will get you there.
That'd be a big one. But what about the girls in green?
The girls in green, what can I say? They're travelling a long way. They will have a lot of sport.
Go for the weekend to Australia. Yeah.
My eldest daughter is just emigrated to the city of Brisbane. And so she'll be no doubt supporting them down there. And I would hope to get down to see her. But what a life Australia is giving us Irish people.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, John, for taking us around the world anyway.
You're welcome.
Just like to say to my daughter, yes, Father's Day is on the horizon. Just want to mention that in passing, of no relevance whatsoever. But there you go. Thanks to John Spallan. Sitting in for Joe Supple. wonderful today, the holiday doc from Casty Travel. Thanks,
thank
John.
Thank you. Thanks, Eklund. Thanks.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts.